FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
More and more South African households are being forced to cut back on groceries and transport just to keep the lights on. This is according to a recent survey by Debt Rescue. It looked at how consumer spending habits have shifted due to the electricity price hikes. One took effect at the beginning of April. Debt Rescue's Annelien van der Poel says a staggering 86% of survey participants reported that they were already struggling to afford electricity costs even before the latest price hike came into effect.
79% told us that they rely on prepaid and they've converted to prepaid, and they load what they can afford, and based on that they then try and manage as far as they can into the month. But unfortunately there are many of them, or most of them, are running out of electricity before they reach the end of the month. 80% told us that they believe that the latest tariff increases are going to severely impact their monthly budgets because of the compounding existing financial strain, which is going to come during the colder winter months, which is the time where we generally tend to use a bit more electricity.
Van der Poel says many households will also feel the pinch when the VAT increase comes into effect in May.
Consumer confidence is plummeting because we've got this looming VAT hike of 0.5%, which is just going to add to the escalating living costs that already is pushing South Africans into a very, very dark financial situation. Many consumers are unfortunately having to buy, for example, food on credit. So they're living on credit just to make it through to the next payday because of the cost of living already soaring.
Road Accident Fund CEO Colin Slitswalo has denied any wrongdoing amid corruption allegations involving a lease deal for the fund's Johannesburg offices. A whistleblower wrote to the public protector accusing Slitswalo of overturning bid committee decisions in favour of a property management company. It was later awarded a 79 million rand contract. The special investigating unit is probing the matter. Slitswalo spoke at a briefing in Pretoria today.
But I must emphasise, they must investigate without fear, favour or prejudice. I sleep nicely at night. Even if police pass, there's a siren, I sleep nicely. I know there's nothing. No one talks about the 36 billion that we have saved this organisation over the last 5 years. I know what this is about. So it's about me.
And the African Union has called on employment officials to increase their capacity to protect workers in the workplace, saying there's a huge deficit in the promotion of the labor laws across the continent. Global leaders have been tackling gender inequality in the workforce, impacting women and those living with disabilities. The Labor Department's regulator, Ntswaki Mamashela, has admitted they do not have enough funds to hire more inspectors to ensure compliance.
We need to strengthen our enforcement institutions. We need to build capacity of our labor inspectors. We need to train our commissioners from the various dispute resolution institutions, the bargaining councils, and this remains a serious challenge in our country. We are doing our best.
The top story, more and more South African households are being forced to cut back on groceries and transport just to keep the lights on, according to a survey by Debt Rescue. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rory McIlroy has completed his career Grand Slam with a long overdue Masters victory. Pirates satisfied with their Nedbank Cup semi-final win and will face bitter rivals Kaizer Chiefs in the final. And Jordy Smith wins the Surf City El Salvador Pro, beating fellow South African Matt McGillivray in the final.